For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin. The Missouri State Highway Patrol will testify in front of the Legislative Committee and Missouri citizens on the effectiveness of its merger with the state's Water Patrol. State Representative Rocky Miller says the state opened conversation on the topic after the death of a student who drowned while in custody of a Water Patrol officer last May. After the incident, the officer reported that he had not been properly trained in how to apply a life vest on a handcuffed prisoner. Miller says due to the popularity of the issue, the public commentary at the hearing may be limited.
We really don't want to go over the same ground twice, but we don't want to hint anybody think they're being hindered from letting their voice be heard.
The first meeting will be held on Wednesday, with a follow-up meeting on October 14th. Missouri's Assistant Attorney General has argued that state law, backed by the vote of the people, makes it clear that marriage is defined as between a man and a woman. Jeremiah Morgan defended Missouri's same-sex marriage ban today in a St. Louis courtroom. St. Louis Circuit Judge Rex Burleson is deciding whether the ban is constitutional. St. Louis City Councilor Winston Calver argued the state has no business treating gay and lesbian couples as, quote, second-class citizens. The city of St. Louis issued marriage licenses to four same-sex couples in June, setting up a court fight over the 2004 state constitutional amendment banning gay marriage. It isn't clear when Burleson will issue a ruling. St. Louis officials have stopped issuing marriage licenses to gay couples until legal issues are resolved. Eight more people have been arrested following another night of protests in Ferguson. No violence was reported from the Sunday night protest that was at times boisterous in the St. Louis suburb. This is yet another incident of unrest in the month and a half since 18-year-old Michael Brown was killed by a Ferguson police officer. Protesters banged drums, pots, and pans. Police said they would enforce a noise ordinance starting at 11 p.m., and officers made a few arrests involving those who continued to make noise. For the first time in Missouri, the American Board is allowed to certify teachers online to teach elementary education. This program has been offered in Missouri for high school teachers since 2008 and has certified 800 Missouri teachers. Miranda Amir, Senior Director of Operations at the American Board, says the main candidates who enter the program are, quote, career changers. But those aren't the only people American Board assists.
We have those that also get the certification alongside their bachelor's degree. Sometimes they're afraid that their bachelor's degree will not provide them an ability to get a job, so they want a backup plan, and we assist them with that.
The online certification takes an average of 8 to 10 months to complete. In order to be certified by the American Board, all Missouri candidates must complete 90 contact hours for elementary education, such as spending time in the classroom. An information session for the American Board certification will be held tonight at the Mid-River Regional Library in Jefferson City. U.S. Senator Roy Blunt was in Jefferson City Monday afternoon for a brief meeting with local law enforcement to discuss their tactics when using military surplus equipment like armored trucks and grenade launchers. The meeting comes after police in Ferguson were criticized for their response to unrest after the shooting death of Michael Brown. Blunt says it's important to balance the rights of the public and the safety needs of law enforcement.
The important thing for law enforcement as a community is to come home at night. Otherwise, people won't do these jobs that protect us.
Blunt also says programs that provide military equipment to local law enforcement agencies are helpful.
If you've got surplus military equipment, or if Homeland Security thinks there is a local need that you don't have the equipment for and they want to help you meet that need, those programs should be continued.
However, Blunt says federal officials should make sure taxpayer dollars are being spent properly. He says the federal government should look into why so much equipment is being bought, only to later end up in surplus. For KBIA News, I'm Hope Kerwin.